rides, although there is a little lag. And in 99, when we priced the plan, we priced the standard plan design for the select benefits group at 525, because we were seeing a lower trend at that time for that crowd than the GGU group, which was priced at 573. So the reason they have a lower premium today is that we substantially underpriced the select benefits plan in 99 after the experience came in, but had the general government unit priced at, appropriately. So we're playing catch up on the select benefits side this year. We believe both those plans will level out to be similarly priced because the coverages are almost identical and the demographics of the two groups are not significantly different.
Well, we look forward to having a PPO with a point of service option in the state plan for the uncovered employees within about a year or so. Wherever they may be, we may be over with Local 71. With that, is there any further questions, Ms. Ellinger? Thank you very much. I'm going to put this bill on the side here and see if I can get a sponsor substitute. There seems to be some misunderstanding about that, so I'm going to sort that out. If I get a sponsor substitute for this bill and get it on the net, that would be fine with me. Could you call the Sergeant of Arms and see when he really needs us? Because I'd like to take up House Bill 339 right now and see what we want to do with this bill. Or do we want to do it?
I have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah. I've been excused.
Okay, is adjourned to the floor session.
Sorry about that.